ready?
Welcome back to the Eating Like It podcast. Joining us this week is one of my besties. I only have like two or three. Amanda Cifaldi is most certainly one of them, if not the top one on Hilton Head Island.
Good
morning,
friend.
Sunshine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, Jesse. Good morning, honey.
You survive Heritage?
Yeah, you know, Heritage is chill for us now since they started busing from Honeyhorn. Right. It used to be very difficult, not because we were busy, although we were. It was because we would get a lot of the people coming after the tournament who had imbibed a bit too much. And so that was very challenging. But now, because of the busing, it's a very steady week for us. It's nothing, mind-blowing or back-breaking, but it's just the way we want it. We get in, we do our job, we do it well, we live another day. So we really like the new situation. But yeah, I survived. Here we are.
Now, I'm neglectful in my podcast hosting for those who are listening and not watching. I assume everybody knows everybody, but Amanda is chef and owner of Pomodori and Pomodori 2. Very popular Italian eats on the island. Yes, if you're watching, you see she's got her hat. I need one of those, by the way.
Everybody says that. This is my hat. It's my hat.
You only have one?
I have three. They're all mine.
Okay. All right. I've got three black t-shirts and they're all mine.
All right, I'll give you that.
So yes, Amanda's rocking her Pomodori hat for those of you who are listening and not watching. And how long have you Pomodori's now? How old?
Teen. We just started our 15th year, so big deal. Wow. Big deal for us. It's the longest job I've ever had.
The best job, you said?
The longest. I don't know about the best. It's a pretty great job, but definitely the longest.
Yeah. Well, last time you sat in with me, we talked all about your origins and all of that stuff. So I don't want to bog us down with, you know, another boring "this is where I came from" story.
Love it.
But I did want to chat with you to catch up a little bit and talk about life on the island these days. You know, the biggest headline anywhere you look is that big old A word, affordability. And I wrote about it a couple of months ago about how you guys are owners, restaurant owners, getting squeezed and margins are shrinking and you have no choice but to wake up every day and figure it out. And it's, you know, we here in Savannah, we've had some closings. I'm sure there've been some over there. Has it been, yes, COVID was what it was, but would you say it's been any more or less difficult this time around as everyone gets squeezed a little bit?
You know, I don't know. I mean, from my perspective, I don't eat out like dinner very much because my restaurant is open for dinner and I'm either working or I'm at home with my son. But like lunches, I've noticed have hit an uptick, which again, from my perspective, for my restaurant, our prices are what they are because we pay people well. Like we make sure that our staff makes a wage that allows them to live and not only just survive, but to live and enjoy, time with their kids and blah, blah, blah. Everything's gone up. Everybody knows everything's gone up. You go to the grocery store and an orange is $4. I mean, there's nothing that we can do about that. We try to, you know, stick with our value mentality that we give a good amount of food. So while our prices may be, I actually think our prices are in the lower half of anywhere on the island, if anything, but we're kind of like a meal and a half on our portions. You know, Italian food is a value food. I think you put it on a plate at a value. We use great ingredients, but you're also going to get lunch and then a dinner the next day out of our portions 95% of the time. So, we struggle with the same things that all restaurants do. Do we go up on our prices? Where are our margins? What are we in the black? Are we in the red? Where are we? And I think there's only so far you can go. You can't put yourself through the roof, even though your data says you should. You just can't because you're either going to become a once a quarter or once a, you know, a biannual type of a restaurant, which nobody wants to be, or people are just going to stop coming to you altogether. So it's a very fine line of pricing. And I hope that everybody out there, when you go to the grocery store and you see what your bills are, you have empathy for those of us who are trying to make our living doing this. And we still have to pay the people to make the food. We're buying the same food you are, maybe a little bit less because we're buying it in bulk, but we still have to then pay somebody to help make the food. So, you know, there's a lot of room for, I think, consideration and thought when you go out to a restaurant. And I was having this conversation with you, Jesse, like in all different sects. I mean, the people who are there providing you with a meal are doing so because it is their livelihood. But also, you know, in our restaurant, I think our people truly enjoy working in the environment we created. Anyway, I mean, I would just challenge people to, instead of looking at the prices and balking, I would look at the price and say, gosh, I wonder what went into making this price the price. And just think, brainstorm of all the things it could have been.
Being fully transparent. About 2 weeks ago, I'm driving through Savannah here, and I looked. It just happened to catch my eye, and I'm driving by an Aldi. And I hadn't been inside an Aldi in probably 2 years, 3 years maybe. But I had heard sometime before somebody talking about how the prices for ground beef at Aldi are lower in general than everywhere else. And I said, you know what? And I jumped in. Let me go look. And I went and I looked, and they were lower, but they were comparable to the big box stores. And I said, you know, okay, now I need to, I know now, but the whole point in sharing is that I've also been in Publix and seen ground beef for $8 a pound.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Jesse, I have 5 different vendors now for my restaurant, and I had one for the longest time, but one would gouge you on other things. And, you know, there are a handful of things that are reasonably priced that can be competitive. But I now take the time when I do an order, I have to cross check between 5 vendors, and I pick the one that is going to give me my product, the consistent product at the lowest price, because they fluctuate just like everything else. It's a market. The markets fluctuate. But the amount of time that it takes me now to do the order, and it's because I need that line to stay in the black without raising my prices and without cutting my staff. And that's the challenge for me. So as a restaurant owner, instead of hiking up those prices, I am taking on new vendors and I am pitting them against each other. It is not my job to be nice and to be a loyal customer. It is their job to be a vendor who wants my business and is willing to work for my business. And this is something that I learned, like, gosh, I don't know, maybe year 12. Like, it took me a long time, because in the beginning, your profit margin was reasonable. Kind of, you know what I mean? Like, it was reasonable. And then it started to get smaller and smaller and smaller. And you have to fight for every dollar. You have to fight for all of them. So it's very interesting. And I love Aldi. I'm an Aldi fan.
Yeah. I talk, obviously, to lots of owners. And, you know, those margins getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I had one owner tell me, Jesse, that sandwich you love to come and have here when you're here, you know, it's up to $23. But I wince whenever I have to raise the price on that, because there's going to reach a point where not even you, who loves it so much, is going to pay $27 for a sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. There is a ceiling. Yeah. And we have to be so careful to not break our necks on it. And again, so you get creative, you get more vendors, and you say, you want me to buy that bushel of tomatoes, you better fight for the cost. You better fight for my business, because I am not taking it for granted anymore, because that's my kid's future. I have to look at every single thing. My wife, who is our accountant, you know, bookkeeper, I mean, she's a bean counter. Like, she, every month we do the P&L and I cringe because I don't want my wife to tell me my food costs sucked. So I am fighting for those moments with her in that P&L report to be positive moments because it's tough, but you have to get creative. There are things that you can do. And I found new vendors who are hungry, and you know, you do what you can do.
I hear you. I hear you. Does and we have several beautiful farmers markets in the area.
Yes, sure.
Are they able to be competitive? I know they're going to have less quantity than you probably need in a restaurant.
I think that's the biggest problem.
Work out for restaurants?
I think it does. I think it works out for a lot of restaurants. I think it. I just walked down to, or didn't walk because it's still quite a ways, but I drove down to Cahill's the other day. I have breakfast at Cahill's, like, two or three times a month. It is the best Huevos Rancheros within 90 miles. And I've eaten every plate of Huevos Rancheros within, you know, the country. So
agreed.
I go to Cahill's at least two or three times a month. I'm going there on Monday for my birthday breakfast. And I talk to them and I ask them, how many pounds of tomatoes do you grow in the summer? Like I'm right down the street at Pomodori 2. I'd really like to use your tomatoes to source them for the bruschetta, for the caprese. Like I would love it to be a local product. And they said, we will have more than enough for you. We will grow hundreds of pounds and we will be able to harvest them a week. And they said it might not be a long time. It might only last 4 or 5 weeks, but right. We will be able to do it. So we're going to start when, I think she said middle of June is when they really start to reap. But we're going to start using those. So we do it when it's applicable. But again, sure. Our restaurant, my restaurant in particular, is built on the foundation of consistency. It is not a rotating menu where I can be very flippant with my choices based on what's at the market. And that is a beautiful way to cook and have a restaurant. Yeah. And I applaud those people. But mine is based on consistency. So I probably look for the easier route of what do I know is going to be the same product every time? Because you, Jesse, have eaten my chicken piccata 10 times in the last 3 months. And I have to make sure everything tastes the same. Do you know what I mean? So I'm a little bit trickier with that because I don't change my products. But when you can change a product, I think a farmer's market is a beautiful way to do it. I use Savannah Local Farm Bag for my home delivery. They deliver to me every other week. And I love Savannah Local Farm Bag. They deliver to your door. You get to choose which items you want delivered, and it's very reasonably priced and grown around the area.
When will you start getting slammed here for the summer? Is it kind of a green flag on Memorial Day weekend?
You know, we've realized and we've kind of noticed that since the reopening after COVID, we don't really have season markers anymore. I mean, we'll do, you know, our restaurant seats 50 people, conservatively, the flagship here in Hilton Head, and we'll do 120, 130 people a night starting in February. So we'll do 2.5 turns on those tables every single night beginning in February when the northern schools start spring break. So we don't really have a downshift until right after Thanksgiving. And then we'll slow while everybody's doing holiday parties, and then we'll ramp back up for Christmas. And then, I mean, we don't think that there is a seasonality anymore. There are just different types of guests. So
have you spoken to, I get that. Have you spoken to other owners on the island who kind of feel the same way?
Yeah. I mean, I think again, the restaurants who are very consistent, who serve the same food day in and day out and who are known for quality, like It's Greek to Me, Olive and Fig, Amigos, Fiesta Fresh. Like these are the places that I eat because they're simple food. They're fresh. They're made daily. I think that they see the same thing that we see is we have our locals all the time. We always want our locals. And then in the summer, it just shifts from it. The amount of people doesn't shift. It's the type of people shift. And again, we're grateful for anybody who comes through our doors, but we don't see the momentum change like other people might.
You get a spike in fettuccine Alfredo add chicken in the summer?
Girl, we put that on the menu in the summer just so that we don't have to have people ask us 1,000 times a day if we can make it. And it's the bane of my existence. And I'm here for a cream dish. Like, I am not cutting calories. I am here for the lux of all that is Alfredo. But my chef in Italy, my maestro, if he saw that on my menu, he would roll over and probably beat me. And yeah, you're right. You're right, chef. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm going to sell what they want to buy.
I hear you.
I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. You know, I could be dumb. I could be hard-headed, but I'd rather make some money off of chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. So it doesn't, there's no dip. And this goes back probably 3 or 4 years since I've been coming to the island far more frequently. It does get busy in the summer, but it's steadier for longer. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the right way to say it. And we're great with that. We would rather not have the pendulum go crazy. Right. We don't want massive swings. We want just the beautiful, you know, because that we're in our element at that point, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, in an island community like that, the beachy places, the pool bar gyms, the tiki bars, the tiki hut and all that stuff, obviously they're going to have the swings because it's weather driven.
Absolutely. Let them have it. 100%.
A place like yours, it is what it is, 365 days a year.
It is.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
We've been talking about me the whole time. What are you up to these days?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, little, you know, it's funny you would ask that because, I just did a spring cleaning. We reset the deck on my newsletter and did all kinds of, reset work. I usually give myself a moment, a couple of 2-3 weeks after St. Patrick's Day to reset the deck because in January, you know, I do restaurant week here in Savannah. And I had 2 cooking demos, one in Orlando and one here at the Savannah Convention Center. And so January is not winter for me. It's like peak busy for me. So the next opportunity I have to catch my breath is around St. Patrick's Day. And so we redid a bunch of things and we're going to roll out a bunch of stuff this summer. But one of them that I'm most excited about is something brand new here. We're calling it Eat It Deals, where I'm going to approach some restaurants and see if they would like to collaborate with us here at Eat It and Like It. And we're going to offer $50 gift cards for $25.
Okay, so if I'm a restaurant, tell me, pitch me. Pitch me. I want to know what's
pitch?
Up. Yeah.
Hey, do you need a boost? Hey, hi, Amanda. Love your hat. Do you need a boost in your traffic? Well, we're here to help. No, it's... this is a way, I love the concept of it because everyone is squeezing quarters. I'm actually playing with a quarter right now in my hand, but everyone is squeezing everything they can to try to eat out as much as they used to without breaking the bank. And so we're going to offer, like I said, $50 in gift cards, for $25. It would be 2 $25 gift certificates in an effort to drive traffic to some of these restaurants that may have seen a dip in their traffic because people aren't eating out as much as they used to.
What does that cost me? What does that cost me as a restaurateur?
The beauty of this concept is that you don't pay a dime until someone walks through your door. Because I'm selling the gift cards, two $25 gift cards, which means they cannot use them together. That means 2 visits. And if someone's planning their vacation to the island or here to Savannah, you know, they buy these gift cards. Now you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to pick your restaurant out of the several hundred that there are to choose from. So you're halfway there. And then, you know, if no one shows up, well, then you're not out anything because you didn't have to, as they like to say, give away food. But, you know, it cuts into your food margins, but you don't spend anything until someone's there. And I guarantee you, people are going to spend more than $25 when they come in. And so you win for everybody. Sure. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, this is great. You know, from my perspective, I am always looking for new ways to get my name out there. I'm not a big fan of advertising because as a restaurateur, it's very expensive for us. I mean, commercials, print media, these things are, you know, thousands of dollars for just a small thing. So if you're telling me that all I have to do is give you, you know, $50 gift certificates, which, you know, they cost me nothing. You know, if you're telling me that, and then I'm going to get a new guest out of it, and they're only going to spend 25 of that at a time, I win the day because I know once I get them through my door, they're going to come back. So I get a new guest. I mean, that's a win-win for me. So that's a great idea. Sign me up for that. I mean,
thank you.
Of course.
Yeah. No, I think it is because, like I said, it doesn't cost anybody anything until they walk through the door. So they're going to spend. They're going to spend more than that. So I'm excited about that. We're going to roll it out early May, and probably do one. I'm going to start it slow. One restaurant a week. There'll be limited quantities. But when they're gone, they're gone, and there will be an expiration date. So I'm hoping people, especially, you know, in Sun City and Bluffton area and the retiree crowd who's on a fixed budget, fixed income, I should say, will take advantage of these deals because they will be good. So
I mean, look for anybody, more of that down the road. I'm not on a fixed income, and I would take advantage of that deal. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
So, I'm here for it.
Sounds good for me. Sounds good to me, I should say. All right, we got to get out of here.
All right.
We've run long, but you cannot.
Because we're best friends.
That's right. I'm not going to allow you to go 4 months without a return visit. So
appreciate
I will holla at you soon enough. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. I will not share with anybody your age.
I'm going to be 45.
Well, there you go. You're allowed to say it. I would not do that.
I am. I love every birthday.
Happy birthday. And I hope you enjoy your wonderful plans. And I will be talking at you soon.
All right. Love you. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Love you too. Amanda Cifaldi, Pomodori, Pomodori 2. Look them up. PomodoriHHI.com. Yes?
Yeah. No, GoPomodori.com, but you're
adorable. GoPomodori, sorry. You're best picado on the planet.
All right. Goodbye.
Talk to you soon. Are you ready?